Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into David Buss's The Evolution of Desire. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever caught yourself falling for someone and thought, wait, why them? Like, what's actually going on here?
Oh, all the time. And that's exactly what this book gets into. David Buss is an evolutionary psychologist who spent decades studying mating behavior across 37 cultures, and he argues that our romantic choices aren't just about personality or timing. They're shaped by millions of years of survival pressure, preferences that were hardwired into us on the savannah.
Right, and at first I push back on this. I mean, culture has to matter, right? But Buss makes the case that underneath all the cultural noise, there's a universal pattern. Kindness, intelligence, and emotional stability top the list for everyone. But then things split along gender lines, and that's where it gets wild.
Yeah, the sex differences are really striking. Across every culture he studied, men consistently value physical attractiveness and youth more. Women value resources, status, and ambition. And Buss says this isn't social conditioning. It's biology. It's about reproductive challenges.
And the biology part is so clear once you hear it. Women are born with a finite number of eggs and fertility drops after 35. So for our male ancestors, a young, healthy partner meant more chances to pass on genes. That's why men find clear skin, lustrous hair, and that waist-to-hip ratio of about 0.7 attractive. Those are fertility cues.
And women face a different calculus. They carry the huge costs of pregnancy and child-rearing, so they evolve to prefer men who can provide resources and protection. It's not about being a gold digger. It's about survival. Women are drawn to ambition and stability because those traits meant a child was more likely to thrive.
The part that got me was jealousy. I always thought jealousy was just insecurity, but Buss flips that. He says jealousy is an evolved alarm system, and men and women trigger differently. Men are more distressed by sexual infidelity, because for an ancestor, that meant raising another man's child. Women are more distressed by emotional infidelity, because that threatens the flow of resources and commitment.
And he actually tested this. He measured heart rate and skin conductance while people imagined infidelity. Men had stronger physiological responses to sexual scenarios, women to emotional ones. It's automatic. It's not something you consciously choose. It's your body's ancient warning system.
So then how do we attract mates? Because it's not just about what we want, it's about advertising ourselves. And Buss says men display resources and status. Women enhance their appearance. It's like a market where you advertise what the other side values.
Exactly. And he calls that the mating market. People exchange value based on their mate value, which is basically how desirable you are. High-status men can attract younger, more attractive women, and very beautiful women can trade up in status. It sounds cold, but it happens below conscious awareness.
Then there's the darker side. Buss talks about deception and manipulation. Men might exaggerate commitment to get sex. Women might downplay their sexual history. And he's careful to say understanding these as evolved strategies doesn't excuse them, but it helps explain why they're so persistent.
And that leads to one of the most controversial claims. Men, on average, desire more sexual variety. They think about sex more, want more partners, and are more willing to have casual sex. Because for men, more partners could mean more offspring. For women, that doesn't change the number of kids they can have, so they're more selective.
It's a hard pill to swallow, but it explains so much about modern dating, especially with apps. But Buss isn't a determinist. He says these are tendencies, not rigid instincts. We can override them with conscious choice and culture. We're not slaves to our evolution.
And that's so important. He also talks about love itself. He says romantic love is a commitment device. It bonds two people together long enough to raise a helpless infant. The obsessive thoughts, the willingness to sacrifice, that's evolution's glue. And when relationships end, the pain is real because for our ancestors, losing a mate could mean death.
So much of modern heartache, he says, comes from a mismatch. Our desires evolved for a world of small hunter-gatherer bands, but now we have dating apps and contraception. Women don't need a man's resources, yet the preference remains. Men see endless images of beauty, and it sets them up for dissatisfaction. It's a recipe for confusion.
But here's the liberating part. If we understand that jealousy is an alarm system, not a personal failing, we can manage it. If we see attraction as evolved preference, we can make more conscious choices. It's about working with our nature, not against it. And that's a powerful shift.
For me, the takeaway is that so many of our relationship conflicts aren't about us being broken. They're just the echo of ancient survival strategies. And that makes me a lot more compassionate with myself and with my partners.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So whether you're single or partnered, remember that your desires have a history. Understanding them is the first step to loving wisely. We'll see you in the next one.